Today, when you see the world, it's so full of crime, darkness, destruction, and impurity that they themselves are clueless about how to manage this world. These five countries have come together and they have the right to veto, and they think that they can manage this world. Where is this management? Don't you see the hunger, the war, the massacres, the pillage, animalistic acts that have never been performed in history of man are now being seen today? People of today, the problem of the world is not money or food. They have those. The real problem of the world today is that the world does not have a manager. It does not have its master. Made people stupid. They create false needs for us. A need to play certain computer games. A need to seek likes. They make you sit for the whole day and waste your time with this social media or this and that to go and see what's happened on my page. Some people even go and buy likes. Which human rights? These are just a bunch of vain words and amusing stories. There are no human rights. Has the human been understood today? Some people are worried about the Mexican butterflies, that their upper body has turned from red to purple. Who cares if it's changed to purple? I don't want to negate the importance of environmental activities, but I want to say this. Are those butterflies more important than all those youth and children who have been slaughtered in Iraq, Bahrain, Afghanistan, Guantanamo, and Saudi Arabia? Which is more important? 1 million people of Afghanistan were cut to pieces. And not a day passes without the news of 50 to 60 people dying in some city in Iraq. Young, old, women, children, infants, everybody's being slaughtered. And then these people claim to defend human rights. It's been many years that the people of Bahrain have been living under the most horrible tribulations. They capture their men and women, and they rape their women. And nobody has objected to this at all. If any one of these things were occurring in their own countries, see what would have happened. They're clearly trying to tell you that you're an animal and we Anglo-Saxons are humans. Because when an incident occurs in France and 17 people are killed there, the presidents of different countries have to go there to protest. While on this side, if 170 people are killed every day, to hell, who cares? There is no security there. Who cares? Human rights come into the picture only when there is a material benefit for them. By God, if you tell this to a small child, he too will understand, but some people just don't. According to human rights that the Westerners themselves define, Saudi Arabia would come stand last on the list, if not first. Go see for yourself. What human rights? Nobody has the right to vote. Women cannot even sit at the wheel of a stopped vehicle. What human rights? I saw this clip. It made me mad. A woman whose crime has not even been proven was beheaded by a Saudi man. And then this filthy and wicked man tries to protect his clothes from touching her blood to remain clean and pure. What is impure here? Who's impure and filthy here? these things human rights issues? No, they're not. Nobody should say anything here. Why? Because Saudi Arabia must produce 11 million barrels of oil every day. They must lower their oil prices. All the human rights are being violated there, and nobody says anything about it. And don't be fooled. They like your protests in front of the White House. They use it to show off their democracy. At the time of Clinton, regarding his affair with Monica Lewinsky, people would take to the streets against Clinton. They used it to show off their democracy. Such demonstrations are not important to them. Do you know which ones are dangerous? The demonstrations that take place in Qatif, in Al-Azhar, and in the oil-rich areas of Saudi Arabia. If demonstrations take place in those areas, they show up with F-16s and F-22s and destroy every one of them. Where they've been invested financially, they speak about human rights. If there were no benefits, they don't give a damn that people are slaughtered. They don't care that Africans are dying. America throws its excess wheat produce in the ocean to keep its price high. They don't care at all that there are 1.6 billion hungry in the world today. I am so amazed that some people are actually fond of them. Where they can use human rights as a pretext to attack you, they shall make it an issue. Didn't we people say our prayers before revolution? Didn't we fast? Didn't we go to Hajj? Didn't we mourn for Imam Hussein? How come we were America's partisans in the region then? How come they were friends with us then? How come they themselves wanted to build nuclear setups for us? Did our people change? No, my dear. Something else changed. A concept changed. And it was this that a message was broadcasted from Iran saying, "We no longer want to be a part of your game. We believe in the kind of management for the world that we find correct. A kind of management and leadership in which the world shall, once again, experience the taste and justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib."